Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
All righty, and we are back. And, you know, hard to believe, maybe, but believe me, there are some religious organizations that do feel that this so-called hate speech law is not a threat to speech, is not a threat to our Constitution, and they are supporting this type of bill. What I'd like to do is I'm going to try to get one or two of these people on the program, and maybe we can debate either with Ted Pike or Michael Markovich or someone on the other side, and just see exactly what they can say to defend this type of legislation. I mean, it's pretty hard for me to accept the idea that these people who claim to be friends of tolerance would tolerate a bill that simply would punish people for speech, no matter how, controversial or how outrageous that speech seems. And nowhere are we more familiar with this than on the European front and in Canada, with men like Ernst Zundel and men like David Irving. These are not just ordinary, quote, redneck types. These are learned men who have something different to say from what the ADL claims is history regarding the so-called Holocaust, for example, and the way they view the Holocaust. So according to the ADL now and groups like it, it's fascinating to think that, let's say, for example, you're traveling and you're in Europe and you say, no, 6 million Jews did not die in ovens and were not part of a plan of extermination, but maybe 5,999,999 were killed. You realize for making that statement, you could be arrested, you could be put in jail, you could be tried, you could be convicted, and you could be sentenced to 10 or 20 or 30 or 40 years for speech, for thought. I mean, hello? I mean, this goes beyond anything the Nazis and the Germans and the Third Reich and Hitler ever dreamed of doing. Ladies and gentlemen, we are at the stage of almost total control by these thugs, these Kenites, these Zionists, who want nothing less than worldwide control, worldwide rule, if you will. Something they claim that the Germans were out to do, which, of course, is absolute nonsense as far as I'm concerned. The National Socialists were National Socialists, and they were fighting International Socialists. But they did not, in any way, shape, or form, even have an inkling of a plan to have total world conquest. And the Zionists, unfortunately, in my opinion, do, which makes them far worse than anything the National Socialists in Germany could have possibly done. That's my view. That may shock some, that may anger some, but that's my view. Now, I know I can be arrested for that at some point in the future, and probably will. You know, this is how far we've come. People still do not believe that it's possible. They think we make this stuff up, you know, even when we do our local television program, when we do our broadcast or cable cast for public access. People say, well, what's your proof? Well, we do. We cite the proof, we show the documents, and then people are still left with their mouth open, their tongue and their jaw paralyzed, and can't believe it. We don't make this stuff up. We don't make up the fact that 9/11 was a cover-up, that George Bush was directly implicated in it, that Dick Cheney was involved in it, that this thing was an inside job. People do not want to believe it. But simply because you don't want to believe something doesn't mean that it's not true. We'll be back with Myron and your calls, other calls, as we continue on this Tuesday night edition of Uncensored Radio Free America. I'm Rick Adams. Uri International, that's the name.
Put the good health and nutrition back in your food with 30 years of research in organic farming and importing powerful organic berries from South America and the Orient. This is an exciting nutrition buying club with a 50% fast cash bonus paid weekly for sharing these exceptional organic products with friends and family. No additives, no preservatives, no pasteurization, coming right from the farm to you. Take it from me, Rick Adams. These products will change the health of your body and your life with the highest quality, tremendous value, low prices, and a great opportunity for you to make that extra money you need. Over 35 live products, free website, training, and leads. This is the company you've been waiting for. Let food be your medicine and medicine your food. Call Barbara right now, 1-800-543-6606. That's 1-800-543-6606, Uri International.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams, come on. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on.
Oh, yes. We're on, and we're on right up until the end of this hour. Every weeknight, Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 Central. And I am Rick Adams, and my post office address, for those of you who would like to write, what is it? P.O. Box 186, 1800 Mineral Spring, two words, Avenue. Mineral Spring Avenue, 1800 Mineral Spring Avenue, North Providence, Rhode Island, 02904. And just put my name on there, Rick Adams, and I'll get your mail. Let's take another call at 800-313-9443. Myron in Georgia. Hi, you're on the program.
Hello, Brother Adams. How are you doing this evening?
All right, sir. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Truly enjoying the broadcast this evening.
Thank you.
Mr. Adams.
Yes.
I'd like to ask you, sir, what research have you done, sir, pertaining to the 14th Amendment?
Ah, that's a very good question.
Yes.
I have done some research on it. I have also relied on the research of others, constitutionalist law professors, who say that it was never legally ratified.
Right. I have a book here, Mr. Adamson. I ran across it. It has been here in my home for quite some time.
Just call me Rick, by the
way. Okay, Rick. Okay, Rick.
All right.
Yes,
go ahead, Myron.
All right. This book has been in my home now for several years now, and I recently just picked it up and started reading it. And one of the chapters talks about the 14th Amendment. And I read a small paragraph in here, And if I may, can I read it? It won't take long at all. Okay.
Sure.
Okay. It's, the name of the book, sir, is called the Negro Life in History. Okay.
Uh huh.
And this small paragraph states this, and the author said this. But the original purpose of the 14th Amendment, as conceived by John A. Bingham of Ohio and James F. Wilson of Iowa, two of its authors, was eventually submerged by subsequent Supreme Court interpretations, which applied the amendment to corporations.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we know who were the majority of these men who began to form these corporations in America. Am I correct?
I think I do. I think we do. Can you name some of them?
Okay. I like to name about two or three families.
All right.
Let's say the Morgan family.
Yes, that's true.
Okay. The Warburg family.
Yes, that is true.
And the Rockefeller family.
That also is true.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, just by reading that, I was, you know, I began doing other research as well. I've been taught that the 14th Amendment was applied to the free Negro slaves so that that would give them a privilege to vote. But I've come to the conclusion that really wasn't the intent of the 14th Amendment, but it was to protect, right, the international bankers and the owners of these corporations.
Mm.
Because according to the original Constitution, the Founding Fathers warned the American people to not allow the federal government to have total control over the American people.
Yes. The 14th Amendment was designed to complete the destruction of state sovereignty.
Okay.
Bingo.
So basically, Rick, the Civil War was not only about the freedom of slaves.
No, not at all.
But to have total control over the southern sovereign states.
All the states now, not just the southern, but all states would come under the power of the federal government, and all in the name of equal protection, which is one of the sections, the five sections of the 14th Amendment.
Okay.
But the 14th Amendment, you see, just, but you got to remember, at the time of the Civil War, so-called, the war between the states, you had these Republicans, the emergence of the Thaddeus Stevens Republicans, who were really radical. They were called the Radical Republicans. They had control of the Congress.
Yes.
They threatened to abolish the Supreme Court because the Supreme Court wasn't stepping in line.
Okay.
You know, this is what the Republican Party was born of.
Mm-hmm.
Socialism.
Ah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
Well, I must say, Rick, I'm one American citizen as well as I am an African American, but in Christ, I see no color. I love all my brothers in Christ.
Amen.
But when it comes to truth, that's what I stand for.
Right, right.
And it doesn't matter what your color is or nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
What it all boils down to is knowing truth and staying free in truth.
You see, these groups and these powerful people would like to use race to create a new tyranny. And that's what they did with the war between the states. It wasn't over slavery, and it wasn't over any of these things. It was really about money, the love of money, because it was about control. Who controlled the ports of entry?
Right.
Who controlled the Congress? You know, the North was far more vicious in its treatment of people than the South could ever have been.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe in these last days, Rick, that many of the American people would really have got to come to the knowledge of the truth and stop listening to these junk pile preachers, and these dumbed down politicians and mainstream media.
Yes.
Because as we see, it's all about mind control.
Oh, yes. You hit the nail on the head there, Myron.
Yes.
You are right.
Yes, sir.
Some night I'm going to do a program dealing with the 14th Amendment.
Okay.
Because it is so important to understand why all of the communists, all of the leftists, and even many on the so-called right, the Americanists, have fallen into this trap of the 14th Amendment.
Okay.
They don't realize that it is the noose around our necks that has destroyed our state sovereignty.
That's the
sovereignty of the individual.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
We'll do that. Thank you, Myron, for calling. Yeah.
Rick, can I ask you one more question?
Sure you may. Go ahead.
Okay, and I won't be long because I know you have other callers. Rick, can you fully explain to me what really actually took place in 1948 when the political state of Israel was founded?
What do you mean, what really took place? What are you asking?
Okay, now, was that the hand of God, or was that done by the socialist men who wanted to create a political state called Israel?
Good question, Myron. I will address that as you hang up and listen
Thank
to
you,
me.
Sir.
Thank you. Call again. Well, very good call. Well, no, it's not the hand of God. I don't believe. The hand of God has nothing to do with many of these preachers claim it does, but they don't point to anything in Scripture that tells us where the hand of God has created these socialist, internationalist, renegade, if you will, movements that have personified terror and evil. Now, the state of Israel was born in terror. It was born really as a terrorist state. You know, we hear so much about terrorism today, and Israel being our good ally and our good friends in fighting terror. But in fact, Israel was born of terror. No one will dispute that. The Begins of the world and the Shamirs and people like that who are in the Stern and Irgun gangs, well, they created this state, this socialist communal state in the Middle East that they claim would be a haven for all oppressed Jews. And in fact, it has become a target, just the opposite. So I think that no, it's clear that God is not behind events. Just because events happen doesn't mean the Lord is behind them. Remember who controls the world. It's not God. He intervenes, but the world is given over, literally, to Satan and his minions for a period of time, which will come to an end soon. And then God will rule, and his millennium will rule, and there will be justice in his millennium. Not injustice, but true justice, real justice, that can only come from God, from the monarch himself, from the King of Kings, Yeshua HaMashiach. And without him, there is no justice. Today, politicians don't care a whit about Palestinians. They don't care a whit about Jews. They care about advancing their filthy, dirty, rotten political careers. Right? You're listening to me right now, you creepy, crawly, crazed, slimy things out there. I know you are. You're listening right now, gritting your teeth. What's he talking about, me? Yeah. You're a politician. You'll do whatever it takes to get elected and to stay elected. Like these weasels and scumbags where I come from and where you are. Doesn't matter where you are. They're all alike. Politicians are all alike. They do what's politically pragmatic and what's politically palatable, not what's right. Well, God will do just what's right, what's just. There will be justice. Today you can be robbed, your property can be taken, and you can defend yourself, and you will go to court, and you will lose, and you will be charged as a criminal, and they'll take your house. Say, that's not justice. Under God's law, that doesn't happen, though. The other way around, the criminal has to pay. And he will pay, or she will pay. Ain't going to be no middle ground. Ain't going to be no, well, exceptions to the rule. Well, he was mentally insane at the time. No. Sorry, doesn't work. Doesn't work. He knows the hearts of men, and he knows they're wicked. And he knows how to deal with them. He will. Anyway, sorry to be so verbose, but that's a long-winded answer to your question, Myron. We will be back with John in Florida and you. All you have to do is dial toll-free at 800-313-9443. And we'll put you on, agree or disagree, we'll have a good time. One thing is for sure, we are growing. And we need to support rbnlive.com. And hopefully we'll have Mr. Bennett on later in the week to tell you how you can do that. Because this is it, folks. This is the last refuge of freedom. Join me, Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, will return.
Hey, Rick Adams here. Experience the incredible germ-killing power of oregano P73. It's scientifically proven. If you suffer from allergies, asthma, sinusitis, toenail fungus, athlete's foot, or any other condition, you need the immediate germ-killing power of oregano P73. Oregano P73 is an all-natural substance and even supports the immune system. For more info, call 800-243-5242. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Okay, and we're back now. We will go back to the phones on this rather interesting discussion of many topics tonight on RBNLive.com, Uncensored Radio, Free America. John in Florida. Hello, you're next on the program, John.
Oh, hello, Rick. I'm glad to get up so quickly with you.
Thank you.
Very good show. Excellent call from Myron, I believe that was the name.
Yes.
Yes, sir. I have two comments. The first is I certainly do hope to hear you doing something on the 14th Amendment,
which
right now seems to be pumping up in the media, CNN, Fox type newscasts, because they're talking about anchor babies as a resultant from the existence of the 14th Amendment due to all of the legalese jargon, which right now I can't, quote verbatim, but basically it's gobbledygook as far as I can see.
We don't have a legal country. We have a country that Supreme Court, lower courts, they don't deal with the law.
Yeah.
They deal with precedent and established judicial equity.
Yeah.
So they don't care about the law. I mean, the fact that 26... it required another state legally to pass the 14th Amendment and never was passed. They don't care. They just proclaimed it to be ratified. That's what they did. They said it's ratified, even though it was not legally ratified.
And it's always been a puzzle to me. I wondered how the concept of anchor babies ever was tolerated and permitted, and now I kind of understand. But
by anchor babies, tell our listeners what you mean.
Precisely. precisely. These are children that are born here on continental U.S. land, or possibly even territories. I'm not sure if it would apply to, like, Puerto Rico and Guam and such, you know. But certainly within the contiguous 48 and the two others that are, you know, Hawaii and Alaska, any child born to an illegal person that sneaks into this country illegally.
That's right.
And, you know, I'm beginning to see the 14th Amendment seems to be a broad net. It pulls in an awful lot of things. I mean, I understand it grew up out of what happened to the blacks after the Civil War. But it seems to go well beyond establishing their citizenship, because I recognize the fact that prior to that they were considered property. So you
What happened was Lincoln did not really free the slaves. He enslaved the free. And that was the legacy of Lincoln, and that was the legacy of the Congress that followed the Republican Congress. Really, people talk about the Republican Party and what it stands for. I'll tell you, I don't want to be associated with the Republican Party. I'm more with the original Southern Democrats.
Yeah, I understand. I hear you.
And not on the race thing. It's just on the issue of the Constitution.
Yeah. So I hope that you can go in depth, maybe over a couple nights.
I will.
Give us all some like seminar course in it.
Sure. But
if I may move on to one other thing, which is money. Doesn't it somewhere in the Bible? And I'm not much of a religious person. I mean, I'm spiritual. Let's say I was, you know, baptized in the Presbyterian Church at age 14, and I know how to say the Lord's Prayer. You know, that's about the extent of my good Christianity and such. You know, the Apostles' Creed also. Anyway, you know, doesn't it say somewhere in the Bible that the root of all evil is the pursuit of money?
Well, that has been misquoted. What it says is, for the love of money is the root of all evil. It's not money. There's nothing wrong with money. It's the love of money, and that means the putting of money and its acquisition ahead of all other things.
You know, keeping that, like, you know, rattling around inside my, you know, cranium, I can't help but think that over, like, the past 45 or 50 years of watching television, and I'm in my sixth decade now, I have never seen more preoccupation on TV or on radio programs also with how to get more money into your life, how to refinance your house, how to sit on your butt and do nothing and make $8,000 a day through manipulating real estate, let's say, you know? I mean, it's obvious that to anybody with any thought that this is happening, because the average citizen in the U.S. now is more preoccupied than ever with getting more money.
John, you hit the nail on the head.
I mean, the inflation is stripping us all naked. Sending money abroad is like, you know, we're a sieve. We are a sieve.
And not to say that we don't need money or we don't need a medium of exchange to be able to do the things we'd like to do. That's not the point. It is the way we acquire money, the desire that we have for money as the primary priority in everything we individually do.
Yeah.
That is at the root of this problem.
I mean,
people kill for money.
Rick,
they steal for money. They do anything to get money.
Rick, it really irritates me when I hear people talk about the porousness of our southern borders, because let me tell you, in my younger days, I've done some of these jobs that I keep being told Americans won't do. And I worked my way through college. It took me 8.5 years to get a baccalaureate degree going part-time without any assistance, working at jobs like cutting grass and, like, you know, painting houses and doing laborer jobs and selling my labor, basically, for an honest day's pay. You know, I aspired to be more than that and such, you know, but, I mean, well, I did it. I mean, I even carried golf bags when I was younger to make money. You know, nobody does that anymore unless you're a professional caddy. But I went to country clubs and I got out to make money when I was 13 and 14. And it seems to be in the U.S. today, maybe I'm wrong, but the younger people seem to want to all be celebrities. They want to be Hollywood celebrities or Nashville celebrities, or, you know, whatever, you know, sports celebrities.
Exactly.
And earn $1,000 a week, or not $1,000, I mean $10,000 a week.
Right,
you know?
Right. Hey, John, you hit the nail on the head.
Thanks for giving.
Thank you. Anytime.
Bye-bye.
All right. Good points, and we'll pick up on that. And your calls next when we come back. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. We'll be back.
You're are listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Uri International, that's the name. Put the good health and nutrition back in your food with 30 years of research in organic farming and importing powerful organic berries from South America and the Orient. This is an exciting nutrition buying club with a 50% fast cash bonus paid weekly for sharing these exceptional organic products with friends and family. No additives, no preservatives, no pasteurization, coming right from the farm to you. Take it from me, Rick Adams. These products will change the health of your body and your life with the highest quality, tremendous value, low prices, and a great opportunity for you to make that extra money you need. Over 35 live products, free website, training, and leads. This is the company you've been waiting for. Let food be your medicine and medicine your food. Call Barbara right now, 1-800-543-6606. That's 1-800-543-6606, Uri International.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
Yes, we are back, and thank you. Talking about a number of issues in the second hour tonight, and we are going to take more calls. 800-313-9443. Hello, Wayne in Nebraska. You're on the program.
Hi, Rick. How are you doing this evening?
All right, sir. Thank you.
I think I'm going to disagree with you on 1948, sir.
Go right ahead.
It says that this generation shall not pass away till all these things be fulfilled.
Mm-hmm.
A generation is 40 or 70 or I believe 110 years. I believe it started in 1948, and I believe it's a 70-year generation.
Mm-hmm. So where do we disagree now?
I guess we don't, then, if you don't disagree with that.
No, no. The caller asked me whether God was behind the state of Israel being formed or whether it was the other guy. And I said, I don't think it was God in the direct sense of the word, you know.
Okay.
I understand that all prophecy and all of that is in the domain of God, yes. But when it comes to the motivation, no. People use God, of course, whenever they want to do something. And as you know, it's true of all people. And in the case of the state of Israel, of course, they used God to create a state which was actually made up of atheists and
right,
created by people who didn't even believe in God.
Right.
We know that. That's all documented, and they don't believe in the God of the Bible, that's for sure. But they created a, really an atheistic state, and then they made it sound like a Jewish religious state, which it is not, really. It's a secularist Zionist state that has nothing to do with a foundation of true belief in God.
I am also
as I'm concerned.
I've also heard the Van Impies talk about, and I know there's others, but they talk about the Sanhedrin coming back, and that's the church that crucified Jesus. And
right, sure. They are making a comeback in Israel today.
Yes, they are. Yeah. No, it's all coming to a head. So, but it's I guess the prophets even wanted to live during these times. So it's
we're living in the best of times, you know, Brad.
Well, we are. We're actually, you know, there are few that are chosen, or how's that go? Something about few that are...
Few are chosen, many are called, and few are chosen.
There it is, yeah.
Right.
Couldn't pull it up. But anyway, we must be the chosen few, so...
Well, you know, the thing is, the meaning of that, I think, has to do with people who are called to serve in the millennium to come, God's government, as I was just alluding to it a little while ago. He will come, and he will establish his kingdom. Thy kingdom come is what we're supposed to pray for, isn't it?
Yes, we are. That most of all.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're also to tell people about the Nephilim that are also going to come down and impregnate again like they did during the flood of Noah. So,
yeah. Tell us a little more about that.
Well, back in those times, they come down from heaven and took... women, I'm talking about the fallen angels, there were 7,000 of them, and they come down from heaven and they impregnated women, seduced them, and then that's where we got the Geber or giants from.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, it goes even to David and Goliath. I believe that I heard Goliath's sword was like 24 feet long or something like that, just to give an idea of how big them giants were. And then that's when God flooded the earth, and that's where a lot of people don't know this, but that's why Noah's flood took place. And they're
interesting, yes.
And they're coming back again. That's why God says, "Put the veil or the faith above our heads, so that we will not be you know, I mean, a cloth veil isn't going to protect us from the fallen angels, but our faith will." And that's what people have to really understand about these end times.
Well, he says that he's given us a table in the midst of our enemies. Mm-hmm. So here we are in the midst of our enemies. We are surrounded by them all over. And we really don't have much much strength compared to them.
No.
They could physically wipe us out if God gave them that authority, which he doesn't give them. See, we are protected by an invisible force of angels that will not allow that to happen.
And we also,
it's not going to happen the way they think it is.
And we also have power over them. We can order Satan out at any time we want. So
that's absolutely right. You know, since I started praying to God as Yahweh in the name of Yeshua, I'll tell you, I've had more prayers answered since I did that than ever before in my life.
Yeah,
I think he likes to be called by his proper name.
Yes, and he also wants us to tell him that we love him. That's the most important thing.
That's true. Wayne, you are a very interesting call. Thank you very much for calling this program.
Well, thank you for taking my call.
Of course. I take all calls.
Okay. Have a good night.
I try not to shy away. I try to treat people with respect. Thank you very much.
You sure do. Have a good
night. Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. 800-313-9433. And I think that's been my hallmark over the years. I've been doing radio for, let's see now, I guess around 27 years or more. And talk radio for about 24 of those years. And, they used to call me Gentleman Rick on one of the local stations years ago in Massachusetts, you know. And I said, wait till you really find out who I am. Radio Adventure, the Paul Revere of talk radio. Eric in Arkansas, you are now on the program, Eric.
Hi, Rick. This is, as you said, Eric from Arkansas.
Yes.
I got a few years on you. I'm, as the gentleman said before, I'm in my eighth decade.
Oh, my. Bless you.
I heard the couple callers back mention the 14th Amendment, and I decided I had to dial in.
Good.
I've been a student of the 14th Amendment since 1964 when my when the woman I thought was my mother told me that she wasn't, and I had to find out who I was.
Mm.
And in doing that, I run into all kinds of very interesting things, particularly the 13th and 14th Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
And it's totally misconstrued and misunderstood. And the previous caller also mentioned the way that it's used by foreign, primarily women from Mexico, to mm-hmm. come here and have babies, and they call them anchor babies.
Yep.
The entire idea that someone who is born in the United States automatically gains citizenship because of their birth here is totally absent from the 14th Amendment, as is the widely believed misconception that the purpose of the 14th Amendment was to create a citizenship for the then recently freed slaves.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody ever paid. We hear a lot about the citizenship clause and about the protection of rights in the second part of the first article.
Yeah, equality under the law, yeah.
Yeah, and all that. But we never hear anything at all about the fourth article. And where do you find in contracts the bad news, and the fine print is always towards the end, and the 14th mm-hmm. Amendment isn't all that long.
Right, right.
But the bad news is in the fourth article, where it distills down to a statement that citizens of the United States shall not complain about being required to pay the national debt.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the 13th Amendment prohibits involuntary servitude. Anybody who is required to do something that they don't want to do is obviously in a condition of servitude.
That's and if they don't absolutely want to do that, right, yes.
You know, involuntary servitude.
Mm-hmm.
And if you carefully read the first part of the 14th Amendment, it does not provide, as is widely misunderstood, that all persons born in the United States are citizens of the United States. The exact wording is, all persons born or naturalized in the United States, comma, and subject to the jurisdiction thereof, comma, are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside. There's what is really very, very widely missed is that there are two requirements in those clauses in order for a person born here to become a citizen. Being born here by itself doesn't meet the criteria because of the fourth article's mandate that citizens of the United States shall not complain about being required to pay the national debt in conjunction with the 13th Amendment's prohibition of involuntary servitude. So you have to be born in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, in order for a person to volunteer themselves into a condition of servitude, in order to meet the requirements of the fourth article, they have to volunteer. Babies can't volunteer. You can't volunteer until you reach the age of reason, mm-hmm. which seems to be pretty much accepted as the age of 16 when children go down to the DOT and apply for a driver's license, and the application states stating that they are a citizen of the United States. They just volunteered. When we take those things into consideration and examine the 14th Amendment, applying the rules of grammar and punctuation, we can therefore determine that there's nothing in there whatsoever that has anything to do with the freed slaves. It says born or naturalized.
Mm-hmm.
The act of naturalization, of course, is where someone voluntarily comes to this country from another country, voluntarily renounces their former sovereign, and voluntarily swears an oath of allegiance to the United States. When did any of the freed slaves do that? They were kidnapped and brought here in chains.
Mm-hmm.
So there's simply
yes.
no way whatsoever that the 14th Amendment can possibly apply to the freed slaves.
No,
most
no.
of them, the vast, vast majority of them, were not born under the jurisdiction of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
They were born under the jurisdiction of the states. The former slaves didn't come under the jurisdiction of the United States until mm-hmm. Reconstruction after mm-hmm. the Civil War.
That's right.
So everything that we have been brainwashed to believe about the 14th Amendment is totally wrong.
Absolutely.
And the citizenship of the United States citizenship is a totally voluntary status, not really one to be sought after if you're born here. Now, if you live in North Korea or Vietnam or someplace like that, it might be very desirable to come here and to apply for and acquire United States citizenship. But if you're born here,
mm-hmm.
what are the benefits?
When I was told, are you a citizen of the United States, or are you a citizen of these United States? There is a difference.
But I don't want to be a citizen of anything.
I understand that.
You know, the word citizen implies obligations of fealty, of servitude, of obligation.
Right. That's a good point. Yes, indeed. That's part of the whole kit and caboodle.
If you go back to July 3rd, 1776, on that day and before that, everyone here was subject to the jurisdiction of King George. Mm-hmm. Nobody argued with that. Everybody just accepted it. But on July 4th, King George was kicked out, and so were all of his offices that were created here under his authority. At that point of time, there was no government here, and there was no one here who had any authority over anyone else. This was very clearly brought out by Chief Justice John Jay, the first Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, in Chisholm versus Georgia in 1794, where he wrote, upon the Revolution, the former subjects of King George became joint tenants in the sovereignty. Then fast forward to 1866 and the 13th Amendment, where involuntary servitude was prohibited. My take on that is that the 13th Amendment amounted to a codification of John Jay's writing in Chisholm versus Georgia. I used this in a tax court case in 1970 in Los Angeles, where I beat the IRS in less than 5 minutes. We never got past the opening statement of the prosecutor when he said, citizens of the United States have an obligation to blah, 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 do a bunch of things.
Good for you.
I objected, and we had some discussion there as to how the judge asked me questions as to where I came from, where I was born, and all that kind of stuff, and it was only a couple of years before that that I had learned that I didn't know where I was born or any of those things. I didn't have a birth certificate because I was abandoned at birth by my unknown natural mother and taken in by strangers who had no idea who my natural mother was. So I was really in a situation when the judge asked me those questions of being able to quite easily say, I have no idea of any of those things, and the judge then said he would take it under advisement, and he would let me know. The IRS wanted me to pay $240,000 in taxes and assessments.
Oy.
And I never ever heard from them again. That was in 1970.
That was great of you, Eric. I appreciate that. And I want you to call in again when we have more discussions on the 14th Amendment and the 13th Amendment and citizenship, okay?
It's very important to understand those things because a United States citizen doesn't have any clout. You've got to be of the people of the preamble, of the people of the United States, and they're not the same.
No, very important. You know, distinguishing these facts are absolutely essential. When you go into court, you've got to make sure if you go into court and you allow the jurisdiction to take place that you've got to argue on the basis of that fact.
Yeah, you're absolutely dead in court as soon as you get past that. The first thing when they start, you say, just a minute, please.
That's
where
right.
do you get jurisdiction over me?
You don't.
Then
have.
They want to start asking you questions. Well, just a minute, Your Honor. If you have jurisdiction over me, you wouldn't be needing to ask me questions to establish it. You would already have that information, or the prosecution would already have that information, and you wouldn't need me to answer your questions. And I'm sorry, but you don't get to get it from me. You have to already have it, and you don't have it, so that's self-evident that you don't have jurisdiction over me. Thank you very much, and we'll see you later.
No, you're right. You're
as soon
right.
as you start discussing the issue, whatever it might be, the facts of the case, you're dead.
You've submitted.
You've submitted.
You made a confession.
You have.
What you're saying is I'm giving you authority over me. Once
that's
you
right.
do that, then forget it. I mean, you might win on a technicality, but then again, the deck is stacked against you.
Absolutely, positively.
That's the whole point. Eric, thank you for the call. I have to run and move along. But listen, do call again when this discussion comes up or any other time, because it is important that we understand how our God-given, inalienable rights have been transgressed in this country today. And we better distinguish semantically what we're talking about, because that's what it comes essentially down to. Another thing about the 14th Amendment, and people need to understand, is in court cases, going back a number of years ago, and one in particular that actually is more recent, the Supreme Court decisions in the New York prayer case, in which the Supreme Court allowed itself to get involved in deciding whether or not prayer can be led in a school, a government school, which it had no authority to do, by the way. The concept of the absorption doctrine, that is the absorption of the Bill of Rights under the 14th Amendment, was incorporated into that argument. So the 14th Amendment became the basis for outlawing or reversing the meaning of the First Amendment in the prayer decision. Can you imagine? The 14th Amendment was used as a pretext and as a, quote, legal pretext for outlawing prayer, for outlawing the sovereign states and their sovereign individuals the right to decide how they will conduct themselves in a classroom, a government classroom, a public classroom. So that's another doctrine that was totally made up by the courts, the absorption doctrine. We'll be back with Gary next. Stay tuned. I'm Rick Adams. Are you experiencing memory loss, mood swings, slowed reflexes? Well, North American Herb and Spices NeuroLoft helps make your mind and nerves work better. The powerful herbs and spices in NeuroLoft naturally support the function of the brain and nervous system. To maximize your mental clarity and productivity, call 800-243-5242 and try NeuroLoft today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
And we are back now on Censored Radio Free America. The Paul Revere of Talk Radio, Rick Adams. Coming up within the next week or so, we are going to be talking, I believe, again with Tom Kimmel, former FBI man whose grandfather was Admiral Kimmel at Pearl Harbor, and he's going to tell you how the whole thing was set up by Roosevelt and how they deliberately lied us into World War II. You know, we hear so much about the lies today about Iraq and this war. Well, World War II puts this one to shame. I mean, it dwarfs this war. It's just a long series of successions of lies, my friend. But Tom Kimmel will be with us around Pearl Harbor Day very soon. Okay, let's take our final call. I think is all we have time for is Gary from South Dakota. Hi, Gary.
Good evening, Mr. Adams.
Yes, sir. Call me Rick, please.
Okay, Rick. You know, that last gentleman reminded me of my father. We lost him in August of 2002. He was 87 years old, and he went through the Great Depression, fought 5 years of World War II under General MacArthur.
Mm-hmm.
And of all the things he taught me, he said one thing that always stuck with me, and that is, the more I learn, the more I learn, I have more to learn.
Absolutely true. Of all
yes,
of
us. Yes, it is. I'm 51 now, so after four kids, and I had a son over in Iraq and a Marine, and he's back now. He's earned a Purple Heart and some other things. But anyway, the main reason I called was after listening to you, I just found you here about 3 weeks ago.
Good.
And Alex Jones is another one I've been listening to. Mm-hmm. I dug out an old shortwave radio, and I started playing with it. Back in 76, when I was 22 years old, I found a book when I started a new job in a locker that they assigned me. And you've mentioned the book, None Dare Call It Conspiracy by Gary Allen.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And since then, I have been reading and studying all sorts of books. Another good one was Ralph Epperson's book, The Conspiratorial View of History.
Mm-hmm.
He talks about Roosevelt and how, just what you just talked about, starting World War II and all that.
Oh, sure.
In any case, when I've discussed this with some of my friends that I've worked with and people that I come across, and I start talking about these things, and they don't want to believe what I have to say, just like you're saying, people mm-hmm. just don't want to believe it.
Mm-hmm.
I always bring up the fact that if I ask them a question, if they have, did you ever take history in high school and all that stuff? Like, well, of course we did, you know. Did you ever read about the scandals during the Roman empires, during the Napoleon's reigns,
mm-hmm.
during Nazi Germany? Did you read about all these different types of scandals and all these different types of things back then, didn't you? And I said, well, sure. What makes you think that the same things can't happen today?
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like it finally occurs to them, it finally dawns on them, when they really think, I just say, just look at human nature. Has it really changed over the last 3,000-4,000 years?
There's nothing new under the sun.
Nothing new under the sun is exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like that always just kind of knocks the bell on their head and makes them wake up a little bit. And then it's a little easier to talk to them. You know, I don't like to jam it down their throat, but, you know, they'll start asking questions a little bit more. And mm-hmm. through that, I've had some people actually convert to a conspiratorial view of history and make them finally realize that reading the newspapers and watching all the news and everything, they better question it a little bit more.
Absolutely. Good point. Thank you very much,
Gary. Have a good holiday.
You too. Call again. I'm glad you discovered us, and more people are discovering us and doing what you just said. Ladies and gentlemen, time's up tomorrow night, God willing, at 8 o'clock Central. We shall return with another great program. Stay tuned. I'm Rick Adams. Good night.
In America, we value our liberty. But there's a new movement quietly being pursued by politicians that will take away our precious freedoms. It's been deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim that their objective is to promote trade by removing barriers between the countries of North and South America. In reality, the FTAA is a raw power grab. It will lead to a new government over the entire Western Hemisphere. This super government will steadily take away America's rights, our Constitution, even the freedoms that we love so dearly. protect your freedoms. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then let Congress know that the FTAA is not an option for America. Stoptheftaa.org and keep America free.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.